inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow. All it takes is...
The Spuds are almost ready for harvesting, and with us on the line for this week's edition of Garden Talk is Master Gardener Ed Byarski. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Matt.
A lot of potatoes in your garden ready to be harvested?
Yes, indeed. Oh, we've already harvested some. Had to take some up to Moose Camp last weekend, and they are looking beautiful this year. But, again, folks are looking out at their potato patches, and some, depending on varieties, too, some may have died back already or are turning yellow. Some may be beautiful and green if they haven't gotten frosted yet. And I know some of that's been happening in the Upper Valley and... Where we were up in Haines, the frosts are coming down the valley also.
So is that something that you look for, whether or not the leaves and the branches are turning yellow? That means that they're basically, for lack of a better term, ripe or ready for harvesting?
Yes, mature. Yes, exactly. So as they've been growing all summer long, and like I said, some varieties are very slightly, well, sometimes weeks will grow weeks longer, you know, because we kind of have early, mid, and late season varieties. So some of those are ready sooner, and we may have been robbing a few early potatoes already, but this is a good time, and certainly frost will stop their growth. But even if it doesn't, and I see in the forecast there's looks like quite a bit of rain forecast starting maybe Saturday, which we've had an incredible run in this month that ends in R. We can even just cut the vines off them, throw a tarp over the beds or the boxes or wherever you've got them, or over the patch, and leave them in this ground. And the nice thing is, with the dry ground, the potato skins are curing kind of in the ground, that is toughening up just like we want them to, or as we will do once we dig them. So that way then the rains, the damp soil doesn't start them rotting.
Is there a change in flavor, though, in taste and maybe even like sugar content in the potatoes if you let them cure or remain in the ground for a little bit longer?
Sure. Well, and that's, you know, the cold temperatures really do make a difference in a lot of vegetables. Potatoes, yes, there's more sugar there. I mean, the starches, and depending on temperature, the starch in a potato can turn to have more sugar or become sugar if you store them in a refrigerator versus storing them in a warm place. Carrots get more sweet as the temperatures get colder. That applies to beets and rutabagas and turnips and other things too. So, I mean, apples get a little sweeter if you still have some of those on the ground. But getting them out of the ground now, gently, carefully digging them so we don't spear. Unfortunately, usually it's spearing the biggest, most beautiful potato in the patch.
So how do you do that? I mean, I know we've talked about this in previous years, but you kind of have to be a little bit careful and work gingerly.
Sure.
In the potato mound, right?
Absolutely. I mean, if we're lucky enough that we have nice loose soil that we can go in there, you know, just with gloved hands and dig in there, that's great. So then you can handle them. And even once you pull them out of the ground, don't toss them, dump them, drop them into a bucket, because they can crack very easily. You know, it's like they're got high tension inside them, and we don't want to crack them because then that can allow bacteria or fungi into the potatoes to start them rotting. So gently dig with if you're using a digging fork, kind of sneak in from the side to lift the soil and lift out the potatoes. And then from there, once we get the potatoes dug, I do a light washing. I don't scrub them initially. A lot of folks recommend not washing them, but the soil being dry will fall off them pretty nicely. From there, they'll go into trays and crates. I'll take them into my garage and spread them out so they can dry. The skins can dry. Again, we're trying to toughen them, and we want to keep them covered with something like blankets or cardboard or something, even newspapers, so that they're in the dark. We don't want to let the light hit them, because then they can turn green and they get bitter and mildly poisonous, and then we lose parts of them because we have to peel that green skin deeply off them.
Okay, and what causes some of those potatoes to start sprouting from their eyes and start growing all
over? Yeah, that's the weird thing. I had somebody call me about that, too. And, again, some of that is a maturity issue. You know, if they are fully mature and, you know, they kind of stop growing and then get stimulation, whether that be a bunch of rain can stimulate it, warmer weather can stimulate it also, and, again, with early varieties, that can happen with them more particularly. It's a strange thing. Those would be the ones that you would want to eat first, and cut those sprouts off them before you eat them. And so that's the thing right now. Use those potatoes that have any damage. Use any of the scabby potatoes first. Eat those. And if you're storing them in a root cellar or in a cool place, perhaps underneath your house, or even a spare fridge, only put the best ones in that will store the longest in for you, hopefully to eat all winter with your moose and deer and garlic and salmon and all the other good stuff.
Okay, Ed Byarski, thanks a lot for the tips.
You're welcome, Matt.
Picking stones, man is made of dreams and bones.
Garden Talk is a weekly feature here on KTOO Juneau.